Welcome to Intentional Mamas Podcast. No matter if you are a mom or will be one someday, this is a fun way for girls to get together and dive into spiritual growth in ourselves and our homes. To learn more, check out the Intentional Mamas Facebook page, the Root Bible social media pages, or at rootbible.com. Now, here is Pastor Kate Richter.
Hello! I'm so glad that you've joined me for Intentional Mamas. Now, as a lot of you know, I'm Pastor Kate from rootbible.com, where it is our mission to unite homes around what we are gleaning from the Spirit by His Word, that we would all be after the same thing, and that is to get to know our Father better by His Spirit that He's put in us. And that sounds all great and super spiritual. How do we do it? Well, that's what we focus on at Root. How do we actually do it? How do we seek Him really? So, welcome. Check out rootbible.com. We're getting ready to go into a new series, which is super exciting. It is Heaven's Health. And a lot of you might be saying, well, you know, I negotiate some things, you know, He'll heal, some things He won't, some things are His will, some things aren't. Well, we're going to get into the Word and find out what He really says from Genesis to Revelation so that God can reveal Himself through His Word by His Spirit, exactly what He wants to do. And so that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. We didn't have class on Monday as we prepare the curriculum, the slides, the worksheets, all free, but it takes time. So we were preparing those to kick off this next Monday for class for all ages, preschool through adult, where you'll be learning about Heaven's Health from the Word of God. We get to take you on the journey, okay? Go ahead and put in chat where you're listening from. I'm so excited that you're here. I've got some people saying hi already. I'd love to know where you are listening from. Where are you located in the world, right? So that we can really focus on what you're dealing with and what God's saying to you. And it's such a joy. You know, everything we do is partner-based at Root Bible. My husband still works a full-time job. I homeschool. But none of that matters. What God says do matters. And so anything, all the bills that we pay for the online apps, for the programming, for the cost of mailings and card printings, all of that is covered by our partners, all of the workbooks, all of the downloads, all of that, that sort of thing is supported by our partners. And we're so thankful that there are people led by the Spirit of God to sow into Root, that we may advance His kingdom. We may do what He says do and get it to people that need it, that basically have come up to this crossroad. I'm saved. I attend church every Sunday. My kids are saved. They attend church. And yet we seem to come just short of everything we read in the Word, everything we hear preached in a sermon. And we just really are desperate as a family to unlock that key, to unlock that true walk with the Father that He ordained and prepared and equipped us to walk and live. So, Father, I just thank You for today, that You would clearly speak Your Word to Your people, what it is You want to say today. I thank You that You are faithful to reveal who You are to us so that we can be in the Spirit. We thank You that You show us how to chase after You in our three-part being, to really seek You and walk in that freedom that You've purchased for us. Thank You, Father. Thank You for that in Jesus' name. So this morning I was really asking the Lord, you know, where do You want to go today in Intentional Mamas? And I was texting a friend this morning, and she was talking about going in circles, feeling like, You get ahead and then you go around another circle. You get so far ahead and then you go around another circle. You know, it's like, oh, we're getting somewhere with the Lord. I hear his voice. We're accomplishing things. And then it seems like you're back in this cycle or circle. And we were listening to a teaching by Marsha Burns, and it just refreshed in me. Nothing matters but the Father and his Spirit. You know, he doesn't just say, don't concern yourself with the things of this world. Keep your eyes focused on what's above as a suggestion. He's showing us all throughout his word keys to freedom for us, for our families, for our spouses. It's just whether or not we'll allow our flesh to be influenced enough to get over into the Spirit and meet with the Father and hear what he has to reveal by his Spirit. It's not going to be reasoned in our mind. It's not going to even be understood in our mind, though we renew our mind so that when we glean wisdom, our mind can respond. It's not where we're going to interact with the Father. It's not where we're going to get spiritual insight and wisdom. It's going to be in the Spirit. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Now, when you got saved, you no longer, this is all, you know, we cover these things in our book, The Root. We're in the process of writing the next one, The Branch, you know, how to really live the Christian life. We cover things like what I'm about to say. When you get saved, the Word of God cleanses you and you take on a new personality. Okay. Personality was a word invented a long time ago by someone in the industry of psychology in China. And he was given that word by a demonic spirit. In fact, in his book that he wrote, when he writes in blue, he says that is the spirit legion speaking to him. That is who gave him the word personality. So let's just take that. Okay, personality, fine. Did Jesus have a personality? He might have. Does he focus on his personality? Does he focus on his personal identity? Does the Bible focus on his physical attributes or his natural successes? It doesn't. His book, the books written about him, even the books written about him to come, weren't about his natural or physical identities. It wasn't about his natural personality. You know, you don't see the book of mom where mom's writing, oh, he was so cute, but he was just naughty. Yeah, I would tell him not to do something. He did it anyway. Or opposite that, right? You don't see that because the Bible's not focusing on the physical or the natural personality. It's focusing on the part of him that's connected with the Word and with the Father and with the Spirit. Now, why would our life be any different? And you're like, that sounds so spiritual, Kate. Well, what's neat is there's a whole life abundantly unlocked in the Spirit. But as we try to hold on to our personality over the new one we've been given, you know, the Bible says that we've been given a new nature in Christ Jesus. That's an entirely new nature than what we know in our flesh. It's a nature that we must access by the Spirit. The Spirit himself is the one that came into us and gave us salvation, making our spirits brand new. Didn't make our soul brand new, didn't make our Bible brand new. So where are we going to access these mighty truths? By his Spirit. The Word, the precious Word of God, guides us and leads us and keeps our flesh under as it's renewed. But our insight comes from the Spirit. We're no longer who we were. You know, you can't say my past is gone and keep living the personality that you were or that you identified with or that you knew best before Christ. It's dead. It's the point of baptism. It's the point of being given the Spirit so that he can reveal these things to you. It's about getting with God and finding out, who am I? What do you have for me to do? Yes, of course, you continue on with life. You do, but you're doing it in a new fashion. You know, I often wonder, so many just left things to follow Christ. There are things that maybe you're holding on to in your life that are tied to how you see yourself or you how you see your identity that it's time to let go of. They're gone. The new has come. It's so important that we are led by the Spirit in everything that we do, because that is where our new life is. There is no new life apart from the Spirit, none. You can fake it. You can pretend it. You can attend church and go home and be a hot mess and then go back out and in the flesh, pull it off in front of everyone while the Spirit, that new creation personality, is far from you. Well, most of the time, it's just simply because people don't know. They don't set aside that time to leave the old things and seek out the new, which is by the Spirit. All right, let's find our scripture here. The Word of God, our bread, to feed our inner man, the Spirit. The mind will catch up, but it will impart, it will release the faith my spirit needs to make my soul and flesh line up. Okay, let me find where we're going here. Let's go to Ephesians 1, chapter 15. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your precious word in our life. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're going to reveal wisdom to us. Thank you, Lord, that we don't need faith for anything that's already ours. We just need your wisdom and to impart your knowledge that we understand. All right, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Paul making intercession, because for this very thing that I've just talked about, this very thing that we just mentioned, is Paul's prayer, both to Ephesus and to Colossia. I can't think of it now because I'm just stuck in my two different churches. He wrote the prayers he was praying for them. And we're really going to look at this prayer and find out, what is he saying? Because he's telling us, you know, it's no longer you guys. You got to break through this understanding that comes from the natural, this old way of living that had no Spirit in it, where the Spirit was completely absent. This isn't your new life. And if you try to live that way, it will profit you nothing. You know, our flesh hears that and says, well, I just want to keep doing what I want to do. I mean, like, my personality, my gifts, my talents. So profit nothing. Nothing. Let me take a drink. All right, Ephesians 1. Are you ready? Chapter 16. This is Paul's prayer. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, let's look at that. That's a lot of words. And we often, outside of the Spirit, go wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. If you're not watching the video, I'm pointing to my brain, this little organ or muscle behind my skull, you know, that I've lived my life by before Christ, before the Holy Spirit. And so we read that with our mind and we think, oh yeah, wisdom here in my brain, knowledge here in my brain, right? So let's look at this. Okay. That the God of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom. Let's find out what of wisdom is. That's insight or skill, divine intelligence. Okay, so this is going to come from the Spirit and affect the natural. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom doesn't come from the constant reading with your brain of books and the Bible and you know, approaching the Lord in your flesh. praying to the air, you know, outside of the Spirit. This isn't where wisdom comes from. Wisdom comes from the Spirit, that inner man. And then that wisdom, when it's truly from the Spirit, will you allow it to become knowledge to your brain that the Spirit reveals, okay? So let's look at that. I'm going too fast. Okay, so that's the word wisdom is Sophias and revelation. Let's see what that is. An unveiling, an uncovering, a revealing. Okay, that is what he is doing. He is praying that they will get a wisdom in their spirit. How are things discerned of God? How is his word discerned? How is his will discerned? In your spirit. And so he's like, he starts his prayer off like it's got to come from your spirit. That wisdom, that revelation, it's got to come in that time when you're spending time with him in the spirit. Not wake up, read my Bible app, out the door. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you'll give me today. Poof, 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 poof. He's a good father. He loves you, but it's spiritually discerned and revealed. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. I'm using Bible Hub. It's an app, or you can do it online. And I love it because it helps me gain understanding that I need to be pursuing my Father by the Spirit. And not just, yes, study to show yourself approved, but it's not going to happen like the things of the world. He's told us that through his whole word. It's not going to be naturally attained. So even when you study to show yourself approved, it is not going to be the way you would study for a math test or a history test. Though we do quizzes and things like that in RU, and it's good to know his word, we're renewing our minds. That is not how we're going to glean wisdom from his spirit. It's not how we're going to glean revelation from his spirit to our spirit, okay? All right. We just got started, guys. Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now let's find out what knowledge there means. That is of a particular point directed towards a particular object, a perception, a discernment, a recognition, an intuition. So here we go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is Paul praying, the Father of glory. You can't even experience glory without the Spirit, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. Where's that discerned? Your spirit. You get with him in your spirit. And revelation. What is that? A revealing of who he is, a revealing of what he's done, a revealing of who you are in him now. And the knowledge, what's that? And a recognition, an actual. Okay, so now we've moved from the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and I come into an aha moment where my mind catches up and I'm like, oh, I discern what you're saying here, Lord, rightly dividing the word. So it starts in the spirit, not here. You know, I just watched an AG video on healing. Don't watch it. Divine healing. And while you're watching it, you watch these two precious children of God consult the Spirit this much and their own wisdom a lot. And so this speaking and this sharing and this even reciting the word, it was so cold and it was as if someone who had never known the Lord were saying scripture. It's the only way I can say it, because they obviously were stuck in their mind. You know, do I say this? Well, I went before I was saved. Now, listen, I had an encounter with God in the hospital room when I was, I believe, 13 or 16 years old. An encounter with the Lord. And I left that and I went to a church and I was like, this isn't what I experienced in that room. And I didn't go to church a lot after that. I lived in the flesh. I didn't know any better. So I go to ORU. My stepfather offers to help me financially if I choose that school over a worldly school, Oral Roberts University. And I have an encounter with God again in what they have is a chapel 2 times a week. I have an encounter with God where the room is cleared out and me and Sharon Doherty, who used to pastor Victory Church, now her son does, are sitting in the room and she prophesies over me. I go and I have a meeting with Richard Roberts that day because I teach Pilates at their school, and someone said it was Satan worship and I shouldn't teach it. So I had to research so long to prove that Joseph Pilates actually broke away from yoga for a practice of moving the body for dancers. Well, I had all my paperwork ready, but after this encounter, I went up to that room ready to meet with him, and I didn't care whether they ever let me like teach Pilates or work at their school or attend their school even again. I had an encounter with God. And so like, I was like, listen, Joseph Pilates broke away from yoga. It has nothing to do with it, but I want to talk about this, what just happened to me. And I shared with them and I said, I want to change my major. I want to change my major right now. I was in theater and broadcast. I said, I don't want to be in it anymore. All I want to do is serve God. And that day, he's like, fine, I'm going to put you in with every leader in the theological department. I'm going to have you meet with them and set up how you want to proceed. And that day I met with four different leaders. And it was a lot like that AG video. And I don't mean that any of us can't be there, not in the spirit when we meet with somebody. But I met with four different leaders that day. And I remember thinking, who you're talking about, what you're talking about is not who I just met a few hours ago in that sanctuary. They were sharing knowledge that was not developed from the wisdom and revelation of God. They were sharing head knowledge, which is where religion came from. It's where Sadducees and Pharisees came from, right? I know the word. I have the word memorized, but I don't have an intimate spiritual connection where I get my wisdom and revelation from. Am I saying you shouldn't read your word? You shouldn't study your word if you don't have that yet? Of course not. But why don't you have that yet? The minute you got saved, you had access to the Spirit. And then he wants you to be being filled. It's this constant connection with him, that his life would be your life, that his wisdom and revelation would become knowledge to you, a knowledge that's not accessed the way that you accessed other knowledge. I'm going to ugly cry, so let me just stop. And I sat there and I thought, this isn't it. And I went to lunch after those meetings with the leaders of the theological department at ORU. And I had lunch with a friend. And this friend went to ORU to study, and she went to Rhema Bible in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Broken Arrow, technically. And I told her about my encounter, and I told her about my meeting with Richard Roberts, and I told her about my meeting with the theological department. I told her this wasn't right. It wasn't right. And she goes, you know what? This weekend is college weekend at Rhema. Maybe come there and see if what you experienced is found there. And I went to college weekend at Rhema, and I knew, because it wasn't just his word, which his word is enough. Don't get me wrong. His word doesn't return void, but it was his word wrapped in his spirit. You were talking, not everybody, but you were talking mostly to people who had gone to the Father and received wisdom and revelation that became knowledge to them that was so secure. If you didn't listen to my podcast before this one, go back and listen to it. The podcast right before this one, we talk about what the word knowledge really means, the knowing. They had become so secure in the knowing because it came from the wisdom and revelation of the Spirit, releasing it by the Father and then making it known to the head. That is Rhema word. That's when it becomes true life to your understanding. And that is what Paul is praying here. That is what he's desiring for everyone who converts, to lay down their old life and what they think they know and pick up by the Spirit. How else would they have discerned anything when they first got saved in the New Testament? They didn't have the word yet. They had the Torah. They didn't have the word like we have, which is why Paul was in the process of writing these letters, so they knew that they could get knowledge, revelation, and wisdom from the Spirit himself. That's, they have the mind of Christ in them and the spirit there to reveal to them what he is saying. I'm like, wait, what? And then he'll teach my mind? What? You mean the scripture that says you have no need for a teacher because the spirit will show you? What? Suddenly things change. All right. Going back. 17. Now we're going on to 18. Why? Why does Paul pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened? Okay. Well, let's check out. What is that? Understanding. It also can be translated heart. Eyes of your heart. It's your inner self, your will, your intention. Remember, your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. So your will is, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to believe, and this is who I'm going to vote for, and this is right, my will. And my emotions are, you know, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm sad. And your mind is where you register things by your five senses. Okay. So he now is saying, you're going to go, the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, spiritually discerned, not by your head, and revelation in his knowledge, what he knows that you don't know. And he's going to make it understanding to you, your will, mind, and emotions. Your soul will, by the spirit, be renewed and enlightened. Your character, your very self, what we said at the beginning of the broadcast, that you no longer have a personality apart from him. Well, now why? That spirit, that getting with the Lord, with him in the spirit, those encounters that happen with the spirit, they're going to give you new personality. They're going to refresh your character and the inner self, your inner man. And all of a sudden, the eyes of your heart, that heart that was hard as stone and he softened, begin to change the way you live and you think and you act. But it begins in the spirit. That's where it's discerned. That's where it's gleaned. I just love his word so much. Thank you, Lord. That's where it's gleaned. Let's get back to my scripture. Now I lost it. That's what I get for crying. What are you doing, Kate? All right, let's put it in again. Ephesians, where if you're just joining in, it's Ephesians chapter 1. And we started in 17. And we're doing it in the Greek so that we can really see what God is saying here. Thank you, Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible. And let's see what the Lord is saying. Okay? So to catch you up. The Father of glory may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. All right, here we go. Everything that you were before him gets laid down. He's prepared you. He created you. He planned a destiny for you. And now that you're his, that you're brand new, his spirit is going to be able to let that be made known to you. His will, no longer your will, because remember, we just read that our heart being enlightened is his wisdom and revelation becoming our will. It changes it. That soulical change that begins in the spirit, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. I love that so much. In order that you may know what is the hope. What's the word there? The hope of his calling, the expectation, the trust, the confidence. It's anticipated. an expectation of what he's recreated you, what he destined for you, what he created you and predestined for you to do. A hope, that hope that doesn't come from living day to day, reading my word with my mind and praying with my mind and never getting into the spirit. It's empty and it produces death, the word says. We must get into his spirit. And the flesh doesn't like it because the flesh wants to pray with its flesh and the flesh wants to read with its flesh. And the flesh doesn't want to get over into the spirit where truths and revelations are revealed because it wants its own way. Well, tough, because I'm a new creation and my very destiny and hope is tied into me getting in the spirit and getting from his spirit wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him that becomes my will in my heart as it's enlightened by his spirit, changing my very will, the way I live, think, move, and have my being, the Bible says, spiritual. Why did Jesus draw away early and get with the Lord? He didn't even have the Bible we have it today. He had scrolls that he had to read in the church. What was he doing? Oh, here I am, Lord. I pray that you will bless me today. I pray that you... Is that what Jesus did when he drew away to get with God? Or did he draw away to get in the spirit and meet with his Father? That he would get wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him that would become his will because it's God's will, not his will that he wanted to be done. All right. I love that word hope of his calling. Let's see what he says there. What is the hope of the calling? What's a calling? It's an invitation. Always a divine call. God inviting his people to receive him in fullness. With all of the blessings that go with it. So, you know, we hear calling today of like, what am I called to do? What is my ministry, right? That's that. No. Eek. Get it out. No, your calling is that assurance of your sonship of through salvation, through Christ Jesus, and that that assurance that you have that. That's your calling, the assurance that you have that and all of the blessings that go along with it. That's what he means here, an invitation into that full understanding. That's calling, that you may know the hope of his calling. Hello, I love it. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What's an inheritance? Is possession. It is both present and future, shared by participation. An inheritance that you have to actually take, but it's not taken in the natural. Things in the natural produce death. It's taken by the Spirit. And there he's waiting eagerly to reveal all things to you, to me. And yet we go after him just with our minds, just with our flesh, the way we go after a math book or a history book. No, he wants you to step over. Get to know his spirit that's in you. Spiritually discern things so he can reveal them. It's not the way that things were discerned before him. Okay. Love it. Love it. Put what you're getting from it, if you're getting anything from it, if you're listening to the podcast, so proud of you. Listen to this when you have a notebook and the word right next to you, or you can pull up Bible Hub, because it's so important that you know how to access him and what he wants to reveal. Okay, that inheritance, remember, that takes participation. Thank you, Lord. All right, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness, surpassing, some say. So what's surpassing? Let's find out that word together. What is surpassing? Excel, exceed, transcend. So exceeding anything that you could naturally think apart from the Spirit. Where is it going to happen? In the Spirit. Okay, I like that. Surpassing greatness. Let's see, greatness. That's a good word. Vastness. Unable to be contained. Okay. There we go again. So that he wants us to understand that. His greatness that goes beyond our natural thinking of the power. What's power? This word used here is dunamis. If you've been in the church for any length of time, you've heard that word before. But the word power translated into English here, the Greek word is dunamis, which is physical power, force, might, ability, efficiency, energy, meaning, powerful deeds, physical power, marvelous works, supernatural power, ability to perform, power to achieve by applying God's inherited abilities, power through God's ability, needed in every scene of life to really grow in sanctification and prepare for heaven. He's not praying that you'll just have power when you're praying for somebody or for yourself. He's praying that you'll have power to step over into the Spirit, that you'll have power to overcome natural thinking, that you'll have power to no longer be the personality you were before. One of the most important terms to understand. It is needed to really grow in sanctification. What is that? Purity. And prepare for heaven or your glorification. Wait, Kate, are you saying we have a job to do? Yes. Get into the Spirit and find out what it is. Because there's the power that prepares you to walk it out. The rest is worth nothing. It's worth nothing. How am I doing on time? I'm doing okay. All right. So that power that helps us walk out all things and is needed for us to prepare is towards us. Those believing, what's believing? Who fully trust and have entrusted their life to. Those believing according to the working of the might. What's that? Seems like it should be dunamis. No, it's Kratos. Dominion. According to the dominion or the mighty deed and strength. The mighty deed and strength of who? Him. Who's him? Who's him? It's the Trinity in us. It is a plural there, him. Don't get any ideas with what the world's doing with that now. And then what? Which he worked in Christ. So Christ had to take this same process that Paul is praying for the church at Ephesus in chapter 1. Christ had to go through the same process, and that was what was worked in him. And then what will happen to us? Christ, having been raised from the dead and having set him at the right hand of the Father, what happens to us spiritually? We have been dead and resurrected and seated at the right hand of the Father, and our flesh and our soul will be too. So we're preparing them by getting in the Spirit and changing our soul and flesh to be prepared for that day. Even though our flesh will be recreated, just like our spirit was, we're sanctifying it by getting into the Spirit. Remember, it's things that can't be naturally discerned, so that he can reveal these things. Wisdom comes from his Spirit in spirit things. Wisdom doesn't come from our natural thinking, or we wouldn't need salvation to get wisdom. Okay, the world gets wisdom from the dark side. That's it. We get wisdom from light and life. Okay. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe and live according to the working of his mighty power? Are you living according to the working of his dunamis power? Is that what's ruling and reigning your life, allowing you to be sanctified? A power that allows you to live holy? You gotta You got to get into the Word and find out what it's really saying. Let the Spirit reveal things that allow you to live a life that's worthy of the sacrifice that God made through giving us His Son. The working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality. Can you see principalities? Well, then you're not going to take them on in the natural, unrenewed self, are you? Powers, can you see them? Dominions, might. No. Hey, let's look those up. That's in 21. Above every principality. What's a principality? You read it. Why not know what it is? It's a in a personal sense. Huh. Like what's ruling you? What's like a magistrate in your body? What is your priority? What's leading you? Would you think of that as principalities? Wow. That which was from the beginning. Show us, Lord. Above every principality and authority. What's an authority? Anything that came from a personality before the Spirit in a personal sense. Any authority derived from later Judaism or a spiritual power, an earthly power apart from the Spirit of God. What? An authorization that's not from the Spirit of God. Did you know that can just come from you, the unrenewed you, the you that hasn't gleaned the wisdom from God? Being as right or a privilege, authority, conferred power, delegated empowerment, operated in designated jurisdiction of one's self. Okay. Principality and authority and power. So you're giving your authority over him. You're giving any desire to lead yourself apart from his Spirit over to him. And then what? Any powerful force that's not from him. Any power that is powerful and not from him, you have authority over. What's that word, authority? Earthly power over, spiritual power over, and starting with oneself. Dominion. Let's find out what that power and dominion. Dignity, usually with reference to celestial hierarchy. So this is spiritual, right? So now we've censored ourselves. We've overcome ourself. We are not led by anything but His Spirit, where we glean our wisdom, our revelation, and our knowledge that it would affect our will. Now we're ready to have dominion over anything else that would come against my Father, the finished work of Christ, or His Spirit in me. Okay. And every name being named, not only in this age, but also in the one coming. There's another age coming, guys. Another age is coming. And he's put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Who's the church? This is the ecclesia. Ecclesia. This is the whole body of those who have chosen to make Christ the Lord of their life. People called out from the Word of God, the outcome being the church, his bride. The word church comes from the word kairakos, which means belonging to the Lord. Ecclesia, church, is the root of the term ecclesiology and ecclesiastical. Did you care about that? All right. So what do we do with that? Get in the spirit. Stop just going after God with your mind and your flesh alone. Though there are good things, you're going to need to be spiritually led. You're going to need to spiritually discern things, which means you're going to need to have time in the spirit. When the flesh is not being controlled by things to do and good ideas, when your soul that hasn't gleaned that revelation, that will part of you that still wants to do what it wants to do, isn't the one leading the way. This is what I'll read. This is what I'll do. This is what I'll pray. No, you step over into the spirit. So why? So that you can receive wisdom and revelation. It's so powerful, guys. All right. Your wisdom is going to allow you to walk out the things God has for you. You are now the very instrument through which the Mighty One works, the Most Mighty, the Creator of the universe in you. You're that instrument. That same power that He wrought in Christ is in you and me by His Spirit. The resurrection ability in our bodies, healing and strength and vitality for our present necessities and our daily walk. That's what we just read in Ephesians. We are the earth part of the body of Christ, but we're seated spiritually in heaven. Satan is defeated. We're a spiritual being. We spiritually discern things. And we help our families do the same. What's that mean? Maybe before prayer time at night, you spend some time praying in the spirit and step over. So it's not just praying with your mind. It's not just get these prayers done. If you don't pray in the spirit, ask the Lord for the gift. It's a gift. Jesus operated in all of the gifts of the spirit, documented in the word. Except tongues and speaking in tongues or interpretation of tongues, which then we see come alive in the Acts church. So all of the gifts plus those. It's a gift. I would ask for it. And guess what? He'll give it to you. And it's going to help you step over into the spirit because, you know, like when you were in church and you said yes to the Lord for the first time, you experienced His presence. You can have that anywhere. You just step over and He's there in laughter, in joy, in things to bring up to remorse and things to train you up in and things to give you wisdom and knowledge in the revelation of Him that you could never know apart from Him, no matter how many years you read the word with just your mind. You can never know them apart from Him. And either can your kids, either can your spouse. They must be spiritually discerned. Read your word with the Spirit. Help your kids read the word with the Spirit. Make them push beyond their minds with their answers that are Jesus, that's who did it. Make them push into the Spirit where He is. Let's be foolish for the Lord because what the world calls foolish, He calls wisdom. Let's be foolish for the Lord. Let's glean that wisdom that it may, His knowledge, wisdom, and revelation may become our will, our softened hearts, gleaning understanding that we cannot get apart from His Spirit. Father, I thank You for everyone listening. I thank You that the moms, the dads, the adults that are tuning in, that You give them relationally, that understanding of how to be connected with You in spirit. That it wouldn't just be words, that it wouldn't just be head knowledge like we were so used to before You, Lord, but that it would be spirit and life. I thank you, Father, for your presence, for your precious Holy Spirit that you've given us to reveal you. We love you, Lord. We thank you that this becomes a reality in our homes. The reality of us no longer existing, of our kids' personalities outside of Christ not existing, that we help them get in your spirit, that their softened hearts may be affected by your knowledge and wisdom, that their will become your will. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that everyone that's listening, they're going to walk away here, hearing, perceiving, and knowing that this seed will take deep root and they have a new plan for getting into your spirit, not just your word, but your spirit daily, finding where you are in the spirit and being able to visit you anytime, glean from you anytime. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I love you. I appreciate you for listening. Appreciate you for listening. Is that a full sentence? I'm kind of drunk in the spirit right now. I'm having a hard time just communicating a clear thought. I even forgot to go back and forth on comments. So forgive me. I'll go back and check them. And I will get back to those that asked questions or had comments. I see that some of you put the scripture in. I appreciate that. I normally can say scriptures, but we really just planted in and dissected one scripture today. Why did I do that? Because we need to prepare our families for that. And as we go into our new series, Heaven's Health, we need to know it doesn't come by just, the Bible says this. My head understands. No, it comes because it becomes part of us from his wisdom, from his revelation, from his knowledge, transforming our will, our inner being, to have full understanding where sickness can't touch us. We're going to go from Genesis to Revelation, so make sure you register at rootbible.com. Let's go after this together. Let's learn what God's truths are so that our families can be secure in his spirit, revealing truth, altering their will to be his. It's what Jesus did. It's all he's called us to do. And there, abundant life beyond what we can naturally discern or imagine. Authority, freedom, blessings. But where? Rooted in him and ignited by his spirit. Blessings to you. Reach out. I'm going to switch over to class right now. We have a live class that also goes on during this podcast every Thursday at 10:30 Eastern time. After I switch over there, we get to discuss how do we make this a reality. Question and answer is there. And anyone that would want to participate, you would just have to go to rootbible.com and register for the Intentional Mamas course. The current date is always where the live course is, and then there face-to-face after I leave social media, we have question and answer. I pray blessings on you, and until next week, be rooted in the Word and ignited by the Spirit. Blessings.